So good to be here to share with you God's Word again. And God has a wonderful message for us today, and may God transform us through His Word. There was one thing I didn't like about myself before I became a Christian. There was my lack of courage and strength to do what I knew I must do. For example, I had a crush on a girl when I was in my teenage years, and yet I hid that in my heart for 7 years before I dared to express that to her. And when I was bold enough to express that, I had to do that in a very indirect way. I wrote a love letter. See, what a coward I was. I was a coward. There were things that I knew I must do, I should do, but I did not have the courage and strength to do it. And that was not a very good feeling. I found out that that was a very paradoxical situation. Most people, because of fear, they will try to avoid what they should do, because they are in fear of suffering, so they try to avoid what they must do, the right thing to do. And yet, what happens is that while they're avoiding what they are in fear of, they end up in more suffering. See, you try to avoid suffering and you end up in more suffering when you're tortured by not being able to do the right thing, and of course not doing the right thing for your life, end up not benefiting from doing the right thing. I found out that it's very interesting. Many people think that failure is that you do something and you fail. But I found out that fear of failure as a result not to do the right thing is also failure. You think, I don't try and then I will not lose, I will not fail. But you have already failed because you dare not even to try it. I wonder how many people at their deathbed, when they're dying, they will regret that they have not done many things that they should have done, and then they will die in regrets. I think many people die in regret, and they will say, how I hope that I had done this or that, but I did not have the courage and strength to do it. Is there anything that you really want to do? You know that's the right thing to do, and yet you are not doing it. You are cowardly. Fear of failure, fear of embarrassment, and fear of suffering makes us cowards and disables us to do what God wants us to do in our lives. One thing, the most important thing that God wants us to do is to witness for Jesus Christ. And yet, when it comes to this area, if Christians are being graded, most of them would fail the test. We'd be very comfortable to come to church every Sunday, but when we leave the church on the weekdays, we dare not to even declare that we are Christians sometimes. When we are outside with non-Christians, we eat. Sometimes we dare not even to pray in public, because we fear of suffering, maybe ridicules, and what other people will say about us. How can we overcome this fear? To stop being cowards, but become heroes of faith. Today, through Acts chapter 4, verses 1 to 22, through Peter's experience, we will learn how we too, like Peter, who was a coward when it comes to witnessing for Jesus Christ, became a hero of witnessing for Jesus Christ. We will learn a fact, a reality about life that we all face. And then we'll learn four keys of transformation from cowards to heroes of faith. And this will help you to to witness for Jesus Christ in all areas of your life, and you will benefit if you are willing and you indeed put this into practice. Open your Bible to Acts chapter 4. If you have not yet, it's also on the screen for the next slide. First, we'll see a fact of life, a reality. And that is that opposition to the gospel is very powerful. But God is more powerful than the oppositions to the gospel. From verses 1 to verses 4, let me read it. The priest and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. So they seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed, and the number of men grew to about 5,000. Who are these people? The priest, the captain of the temple guard, and the Sadducees. In a word, they were the Jewish religious leaders. They were very powerful people in the community, and they controlled the religious life of the people then. Most of them belonged to a religious group called the Sadducees. Who were the Sadducees? They were very powerful, wealthy people. And they did not believe in angels and resurrection. They didn't like Peter and John. Why? Because Peter and John were teaching what they did not believe. Peter and John were teaching according to verse 2, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead in public against the authority and power. They could not take it. So they used the power and they used the authority to stop them from teaching about what they did not believe, because they had the power and they used that. See, about 2,000 years ago, we saw the opposition to the gospel. But even today, we see the opposition to the gospel. We cannot even have public prayers in schools anymore. In God We Trust used to be on the surface of the coin, now it's on the rim. One day, maybe it will disappear. People don't like the gospel being preached, and the true Christians are among the minority and less powerful. Guess what? The atheists, they are more powerful now. They are the people who are controlling the government, the education system, and everything. They don't like the gospel to be preached. They don't like to even hear the name of Jesus Christ. But even in the face of such opposition, you know what? Just like what we see here in verse 4, God's power is greater than the power from these religious leaders who did not believe in Jesus Christ. Verse 4, but many who heard the message believed, and the number of men grew to about 5,000. Started with the apostles, 11 of them, and then chose another one to replace Judas, who was Matthias, 12. And then about 120 other disciples. And then Peter preached a powerful message, 3,000 people believed. Now, I believe maybe just within a year, it grew to about 5,000. Although the opposition was powerful, and yet God's power is always more powerful than the opposition to the gospel. But Peter was a coward before. Peter ran away from witnessing for Jesus Christ. How how was he able to transform from a coward to a faith hero for Jesus Christ in the face of opposition from these powerful religious leaders who forbade them to speak about Jesus Christ and the resurrection, who arrested them and put them in jail? We will see that to transform from a coward, that's maybe where we are, to being a faith hero for Jesus Christ, it's a journey. When we go on a journey, when we're trying to reach a destination that we don't know how to get to, what do we use nowadays? GPS, right? Exactly. For witnessing, we also need witnessing GPS and obedience to God instead of to man. And we will see four keys to help us to transform from coward to heroes of Jesus Christ. First, G. G stands for guidance of the Holy Spirit. This is the number one key for us to transform from coward to a faith hero. Verses 5 to 8. Let me read it. John and Peter, they were arrested, they were in jail. The next day, the rulers, elders, and teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there, and so were Caiaphas and John, Alexander, and the other man of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them, "By what power or what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, can you just, by hearing this and sense how courageous Peter was?" He was facing the powerful religious leaders who were the, most of them were the same people who arrested Jesus Christ and persecuted Jesus Christ and caused Jesus Christ to be crucified. These were the people who had the power to even kill Peter and John if they wanted. And yet, instead of running away, Peter and John stood up boldly for what they believed in about Jesus Christ. Do you see how much pressure Peter and John were facing? What they said could anger these religious leaders more and cause their death. But do you know what Peter did when Jesus was arrested and questioned? Now we see that he is very bold. What did he do when Jesus Christ was arrested and questioned? Have you read your Bible? What did he do? According to Matthew chapter 26, verses 57 to 75, 57 to 75, Matthew 26, Peter only dared to follow Jesus at a distance to see what would happen to Jesus. And then when onlookers came to him, recognized that he was one of Jesus' disciples, he immediately denied that he was Jesus Christ's disciple. He even swore to say that, "No, I am not Jesus Christ's disciple. I don't even know him." That was Peter. That was also Peter, a completely different person, a coward when it came to witnessing for Jesus Christ. That was his golden opportunity to show who he believed in and to prove what he said is indeed true. He said that, "I will never deny you, Jesus." And he said, "I am even willing to die for you." But when the test came, he failed. Some of us can claim that we are bold, we're Christians, when we're in the church. But when the test comes, I wonder if you can pass it. I wonder if I can pass it.
by my own power. Then what could have caused such a dramatic change in Peter's life from a coward to a faith hero that we all can learn from today? What made the difference? The Holy Spirit. Peter did not have the Holy Spirit with him. Peter was relying on his own power to try to be a witness for Jesus Christ. When the test came, he was willing, but he was weak by himself. He could not do it. If you still remember what we learned, on the day of Pentecost, after Jesus Christ's crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, the Holy Spirit came to all true believers of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is the one who would empower all the true believers of Jesus Christ to be powerful witnesses of Jesus Christ from Jerusalem to all Judea to Samaria to the ends of the earth. The Holy Spirit is the key. Not only did Peter receive the Holy Spirit, he was also willing to let the Holy Spirit guide him. That's what it means here in verse 8, and Peter filled with the Holy Spirit. Every true believer of Jesus Christ already has received 100% of the Holy Spirit, not just maybe 10% now, I'm not mature enough, later I can get 20%, I'm like a container. The Holy Spirit will only fill me up gradually over time. No, we already have the Holy Spirit. But whether we are willing to let the Holy Spirit to control, to guide our life 100%, that is the question. And Peter was willing to let the Holy Spirit control his life, to guide his life 100%. That's why he could do what he could not do before by his own power. Now he has the power from the Holy Spirit. See, the number one and the most important key to transform from cowards to faith heroes for Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit. It's the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the conviction and the faith in the guidance of the Holy Spirit. 100%, no reservation. Not just 20%, 80%, but 100%. Holy Spirit, please guide me. I'm willing to let you guide me. Peter's experience fulfilled Jesus' teaching about the work of the Holy Spirit when the disciples would be arrested and persecuted. Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. You can open your Bible to Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. Okay, let me read that. Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 to 20. But when they arrest you, Jesus said, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say. Don't need to worry about that, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father, who is the Holy Spirit, speaking through you. Even under persecution, if we realize that as believers of Jesus Christ, we have the Holy Spirit, we have the power, and we have the guidance, if we are willing to let the Holy Spirit to guide us 100%, we too can become a faith hero like Peter was. Key number one, for coward to faith hero transformation is G. Guidance of the Holy Spirit and our 100% faith, confidence in the Holy Spirit's guidance. Two, part two of GPS. P stands for power of Jesus Christ. Verses 9 to 11. Let me read it. Peter continued to speak boldly. If we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Or in other words, when someone says it's by the name, he is saying, what is the source of power? The source of power is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. And then verse 11, Peter quoted from Psalm 118 verse 22. This is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. This is what David wrote, but the fulfillment is in Jesus Christ. It says that the stone, he is the stone, Jesus Christ is the stone. You builders, the leaders of Israel, rejected, these religious leaders of Israel rejected Jesus Christ as the Messiah, as the anointed one who would come to save all mankind from the punishment of their sins, which has become the capstone. The capstone in a building is the finishing stone that indicates the finishing work of the building. And Jesus Christ has become the capstone, the finishing work of God for the building of the house of David, promised to David. See, coward two, hero transformation number two, is he. Power of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ was arrested and questioned by the religious leaders, Peter lost all courage and strength. Why? Because he never expected the powerful Son of God, who performed so many powerful miracles, to be arrested in a way that he seemed powerless. Jesus Christ, when he was arrested, seemed to have lost all his power. He seemed to be weak. Peter expected to be someone important in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. He probably expected someone to be like a prime minister in the kingdom of Jesus Christ during his nighttime. And now, Jesus' arrest totally shattered his dream. After this, he lost his dream, and he didn't want to also lose his freedom to be arrested like Jesus was arrested, and maybe even losing his life. And that's why Peter was overcome by fear, and he became a coward, because he lost faith in Jesus' power. And he had no power in himself to witness for Jesus Christ. You know what happened after that? Jesus Christ was crucified, but he was resurrected. The resurrection of Jesus Christ proves that Jesus Christ is the most powerful one. He has the authority in all universe. He is God. He could defeat death, our most powerful enemy. After being able to witness Jesus Christ's resurrection, Peter now realized that Jesus Christ is still the all-powerful Son of God. By having faith in Jesus' power, he was able to heal a crippled man. As we saw last time, I did a role play, I was the crippled man last time. But by the power of Jesus Christ, Peter was able to heal that crippled man who was crippled since his birth, who had been crippled for more than 40 years. No medical doctor could heal him. Only by the power of Jesus Christ. Not only that, even facing persecution, being arrested, facing a potential death, he now has the power from Jesus Christ to face this trial. Peter finally realized that as long as he was on Jesus' side, Jesus would protect him. But even he lost his life, He was sure that he would be resurrected with Jesus. That's what he was teaching. Verse 2 of chapter 4, he was teaching about the resurrection in Jesus Christ. That's why he was arrested. He had faith that pain, suffering, even death is only temporary. But if we boldly witness for Jesus Christ and be faithful to him, we can be sure that we will be glorified with Jesus Christ when we receive our resurrection body with Jesus Christ in eternity, in heaven. With this faith, this firm faith, Peter was able to drive away his fears even in the face of death. If we can have this same faith, we too can overcome the fear in witnessing for Jesus Christ, even when we are being arrested, even when we are facing death. The power is not from us, it is from Jesus Christ. Thirdly, coward to a hero. Transformation key number 3, GPS. S stands for salvation in Jesus Christ alone. Verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved. No one else, not Buddha, not Allah, not any religious leader who might be powerful and may even be able to do miracles. No. Through those people, nobody can be saved. Only through Jesus Christ we can be saved. This is very clear. And this echoes with what Jesus himself taught in John chapter 14, verse 6. And Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the only way for us to be saved from the penalty of our sins. And Peter had this firm faith and conviction about that. As a result, he had felt an urgency to share the gospel whenever he could. Because why? Jesus is the only way. If people do not hear the gospel and do not believe in Jesus Christ, and then they die, they will end up in hell. And that can happen to us anytime. Recently, there was a plane crash, killed about 100 people. And recently in Haiti, more than 150,000 people died in the earthquake. These things can happen even to people in the United States. And when that comes, you will not have the opportunity to share with these people because they are already dead. Their destiny is already sure. So while we have the opportunity to share the gospel with our friends, if you really care for them, don't procrastinate. That might be the last opportunity for you to do that. One car crash and that person will be gone. So coward to hero transformation key number 3 is S. Salvation in Jesus Christ alone. And faith, firm conviction, confidence, dependence on this will cause us to have an urgency to share the gospel with people instead of procrastinating witnessing for Jesus Christ. And lastly, coward to hero transformation key number 4, obey God rather than man. Let me read from verses 13 to 20. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, they didn't even go to school to receive formal religious training. Ordinary men, they were astonished, they were amazed, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. The only reason they could find out why these people were so bold was that they had been with Jesus, the power of Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. Verse 15, so they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin. Who were the Sanhedrin? This was the Supreme Court an administrative body of the Jews, consisting of 71 members, including the high priest. And most of them were Sadducees. And they did not believe in resurrection. So they conferred together, they discussed what they should do about Peter and John. Verse 16, "What are we going to do with these men?" they asked. "Everybody living in Jerusalem knows they have done an outstanding miracle. That's a fact, and we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn these people to speak no longer to anyone in this name." They dared even not, or they didn't even want to mention this name, which is Jesus Christ. They didn't like Jesus Christ. Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, pay attention, how Peter and John replied, "Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." Peter got the priorities right. He knew that God's priority, God's authority is above all human authority. But human authority comes in conflict with God's authority. What should we do? They're in conflict. Peter knew that he should submit to God's authority. He should obey God rather than man. This is really common sense. If you have a chance to work, and there is a manager in your company who is saying something that's in conflict with the CEO, who should you obey? CEO, not the manager, if there is a conflict. In our lives, the question we should ask, and that is also a very important key for us to use the witnessing GPS, is ultimately, who is the ultimate authority in your life? Could it be your spouse? If my wife says, "No, I cannot do it. My wife is my boss," some people say. But if it's in conflict with God's will, would you obey your wife or God? Or your parents, or maybe your teachers, bosses at work, the governor of Louisiana, or the president of the United States? Do you believe that God's authority is above all these people, all men? If we do, when there is a conflict of people's will and God's will, what do? We obey God rather than man. And that's what Peter did. That's why he was able to boldly witness for Jesus Christ even in the face of potential death. He got the priorities right. We often don't get the priorities right. That's why we do things to make other people happy, make ourselves happy, but not God. But guess what? Who should we fear? Ultimately. If you think that this life is all, no, this is only temporary. You are going to die and you are going to face God. According to Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." Here, this is referring to God. God has the ultimate authority and power. God is the one we should fear. So power to hero transformation number four, key number four is obey God rather than man, when man or your own will is in conflict with God's. So these are the four keys that Peter had deep faith on. That's why he was able to transform from a coward to a faith hero. And even today we can learn from his example. In closing, verses 21 and 22, after further threats, they let them go. These religious leaders just threatened them, but they could do nothing. they could not decide how to punish them because all the people were praising God for what had happened. These people were very powerful, okay? But these people were cowards because they saw that these people, other people saw that witness and they were praising God. They were afraid of these people, so they dared not to do anything to Peter and John. These were the real cowards. They were afraid of man. But they have missed the most important thing, that is to fear God rather than man. And Peter chose the right priority, to fear God rather than man. Verse 22, for the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. What a miracle. I was a worse coward than Peter was. I was introverted and I was very bad with speech. I still have fear whenever I witness for Jesus Christ. It is part of me. I'm always introverted. Personality will not change with your life, even with your life experiences. And I'm still not good with speech. But I found out that the key is not in how good I am a speaker. The key is in the power of God through GPS and O. Over and over again, I was able to overcome this fear through prayer and let the Holy Spirit guide me. Guidance of the Holy Spirit G. Power of Jesus Christ. And having this firm conviction that salvation is in Jesus Christ alone. If I don't share the gospel with this person, that person might not have a second chance. And that person, without knowing about who Jesus Christ and what he did for him, and placing his trust in Jesus Christ alone, would definitely go to hell. The Bible says so. It's not what I say. But GPSO not only works in witnessing for Jesus Christ when you have to share the gospel in words, but also in every aspect of your life as well. Remember how many years did it take me to express my love for my girlfriend at that time? I hid that for 7 years. But that didn't end up well because I was a coward, you know, so, and I didn't know how to handle non-distance relationships at that time, and that ended up in failure. Coward, failure. And I even thought about committing suicide at that point, and because there was no more point for me to live my life when there's no love. I mean, that's what I was living for as a non-believer of Jesus Christ. But then I became a believer of Jesus Christ after that experience. I found out that nobody loved me more than Jesus Christ does. Even you think that person loves you, no person's love can be equivalent. Can be greater than Jesus Christ. When I realized that, I believed in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ also gave me the courage to express my true feelings when I met Nina. It did not take me 7 years. And I talked to her face to face. I think in a few weeks after I met her, actually before I met her, 2 weeks ago before that, God confirmed in my heart that I should serve God full time. But I said in my heart, I prayed to God, God, you know, I mean, just like Adam had a helper, I need a helper when I serve you. Within 2 weeks, I met Nina. And then within 3 weeks, I finally expressed to her, face to face, about my feelings for her and that I wanted to know her more. And on our first date, I actually took her to prayer meeting. I said that, I mean, Christians should go to prayer meetings. Christians should pray. That's how what we did after our dinner. And 2 weeks after we have started dating, I shared with her that I might become a pastor. I might serve God full time in the future. I do not want to deceive you, and that you will be shocked later when we are already married. So, I mean, she knew. There was no surprise for her that I would become a full time servant of God. See, God gave me this courage, not only to share the gospel, but also in every aspect of my life. I found out that if I indeed use the GPSO, then I can benefit as a witness of Jesus Christ in other aspects of my life. We have dated, and then we got married, and we have been married for 10 years, still happily married, and all I can say is thanks be to Jesus Christ, because without Jesus Christ we could not have been stayed in the marriage for 10 years and still growing, learning to know each other more and more each day. A hero in witnessing is not the person without fear. The fear will always be there, but the true hero is the one who can overcome fear with the power from God. The fear will be there, but the true hero is, even with fear, the hero can overcome the fear by the power of God. And that is a good feeling, when you can overcome your own weaknesses. And when you obey God, God will reward you with joy in your heart. I'm no longer a coward. I still have fears, but I know how to deal with my fears when they come up. By GPSO. What does G stand for? Of the Holy Spirit. What does P stand for? Of Jesus Christ. What does S stand for?
Salvation.
In Jesus Christ alone. No one else. And what does O stand for? Obeying God rather than man. But are we willing to use this? You know it. But are we willing to use it? Not if you're willing. Anyone? The key is to use it, not to just know it. It's not going to benefit you, and you will still be a coward if you are not going to use it. Then you will become faith heroes like Peter, like John. We all can be faith heroes if we are willing to put God's word into practice. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, you know where we are when it comes to witnessing for Jesus Christ. Most of us will not pass the test. Most of us, even as believers, true believers of Jesus Christ, we spend almost all the time in many other things, but not in witnessing for Jesus Christ. And yet this is the most important command from Jesus Christ. The most important mission from Jesus Christ. God, you know our fears. But God, you are the ultimate provider of boldness. We want to thank you because you have given us biblical examples and principles through Peter's experience that we do not have to be overcome by fear and be cowards. We can overcome our fear too. If we are willing to obey God rather than man, we are willing to put our faith in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the power of Jesus Christ, and the deep conviction that salvation is in Jesus Christ alone. Give us this urgency that indeed salvation is in no one else other than Jesus Christ, that we should take every opportunity that God has given us to witness for Jesus Christ. Make us bold. Those who have nodded their head, expressed the willingness to put their faith in what God has provided for us to witness for Jesus Christ. Would you give us the will when we leave the church during the weekdays, whenever there is the opportunity, with all wisdom, make us heroes of faith for Jesus Christ. Our prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.